With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump attended the wake of a murdered NYPD officer, Jonathan Diller, Thursday afternoon. The former president says police officers must be shown more respect.
This is such a sad occasion. The only thing we can say is maybe something is going to be learned. We've got to toughen it up. We've got to strengthen it up. This should never be allowed. Things like this shouldn't take place and to take place so often.
President Biden did not attend the wake for the fallen officer, but he did attend a fundraiser at Radio City Music Hall in New York City last night. Biden was joined by former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, also Queen Latifah. Leftist Stephen Colbert was the moderator for the evening. U.S. military says it shot down four drones launched by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. Officials released a statement saying the drones presented an imminent threat to merchant vessels and U.S. Navy ships in the Red Sea. The drones were aimed at a coalition vessel and American warship before they were shot down. Also at SRNnews.com, Home Depot is acquiring a building supply company.
In an $18 billion deal, Home Depot says it's buying SRS Distribution, a material supply company for professionals. It's viewed as a bet on the housing market coming back after a two-year drought of new homes triggered by a lack of inventory and the sharp hike in mortgage rates. Since mortgage rates are still high, millions of people are spending money on upkeep for their existing homes. And Home Depot says that's another driver for this SRS deal, which will raise its total addressable market to approximately $1 trillion, an increase of about $50 billion. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A judge in Los Angeles deals a blow to Hunter Biden's legal team. They argue that tax charges were politically motivated. He disagreed. This is SRN News. Texas takes on the pornography industry.
The state has filed lawsuits against Multimedia LLC and Hammy Media, accusing them of violating a statute that requires that all porn sites operating in Texas verify that their users are at least 18 years old. State Attorney General Ken Paxton says, quote, "In Texas, companies cannot get away with showing porn to children. If they don't want to comply, they should leave." Pornhub did just that when faced with a similar lawsuit. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life groups in Croatia are urging the government to ban abortion. There are regular vigils outside clinics and marches that draw thousands. Abortion is legal, generally available in Croatia, but in 2003, doctors were granted the right to refuse to perform the procedure, and that's resulted in many women traveling to neighboring countries where abortion laws are more liberal. This is SRN News. A truck driver is convicted in a deadly 2022 Colorado crash.
Police say Jesus Puebla was going 76 miles per hour on Interstate 25 north of Denver when he hit slowing traffic going less than 10 miles an hour. His truck hit an SUV and killed a family of five headed home to Wyoming after a birthday party. The victims included two parents, two grandparents, and a three-month-old girl. The crash also injured another driver. Puebla was convicted of five counts of vehicular homicide, as well as careless driving and driving without a valid commercial license. He testified that he tried to downshift to slow the truck down, and his attorney had argued that his company was at fault for putting him in a truck with brakes that weren't working. The victim's family members said they were relieved by the verdict. I'm Jennifer King.
A pro-Hamas State Department official is stepping down to protest U.S. support of Israel. Anal Shalhoub announced her resignation from her position with the Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor. More details at SRNnews.com.